First of all, we've got a thought on last night, bit of a crazy evening, wasn't it? I mean, just how difficult was it for a goalkeeper in conditions like that?
Oh, yeah, it was freezing out there. Boot too heavy, too much water on the pitch. It was a really, really hard condition to play. But you have to play in every condition, isn't it? So the game is gonna start from the beginning, so we got more chances to win that.
I just wondered whether you and Scott Carson, the opposite goalkeeper, were wondering when the referee said that's enough, whether there was a bit of relief there, because it must be so difficult in your position. The ball, you know, is going to be very wet, it could squirm anywhere, and it's not really fair on the keepers in situations like that, is it?
No, not at all. You have no grip, absolutely nothing. So all you have to do is pound the ball away and start again. If you try to catch it, it's going to be so hard for us. But I think they were a bit disappointed for the game, only 25 minutes to go, half an hour to go, and they were winning 1-0. But in this condition, you can play, you can't even pass the ball, you got chances to get injured. So I think the red and the correct decision.
It was definitely the right decision at the time, wasn't it? You could just see, I think, the rain in that second half had just about made it unplayable, wasn't it? And you could see players sort of getting boots stuck in the turf. It was very difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's very difficult and dangerous as well. Even the Wigan manager said, they've already done the correct decision to cancel the game, and then we have to play again. It's a new game.
I thought you handled the conditions quite well, and you've been in good form in recent weeks, haven't you? So, you know, just talk about it. How satisfied are you with your own performances at the moment?
Yeah. I'm just working really hard with Andy and then playing every game. I never played before like that. All the game continue. In Arsenal, you just play maybe once a month and then the 21 or... And then I came to Sheffield playing every game, and then every game you better keeper, definitely.
Do you feel like, you know, you're really getting a lot out of this loan spell? Because you can't beat games, can you? You know, whether you're a goalkeeper or an outfield player, you want to be playing, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Even the Arsenal staff, I mean, you're doing really well. We're watching every game, so that's all you need. The Wenger said, you got the talent to play for us, but you need experience. I know I'm really young goalkeeper. But I think I'm getting enough good experience in here.
To go back to when you initially joined Sheffield Wednesday, did you know an awful lot about the club? Obviously, they've got a very experienced goalkeeper, Chris Kirkland. I suspect when you got here, you thought, I am going to maybe have a battle on my hands to get into the team.
Yeah, we all know Chris. He's an amazing goalkeeper, experience, amazing career as well. And when Terry Barton said to me, you got Chris Kirkland in front, he's an experienced keeper, really good. You will stay on the bench, but you have to play really well in training or the friendly matches. And I think I've done it. I showed what I got. I get everything on the pitch, outside the pitch, with the teammate. I was giving everything, and they gave me the chance to play, and I think I'm getting it. I'm showing every game that I can be Sheffield number one.
And you've made some big saves in the game. I was at the Watford game as well at the weekend, and I think just before half-time you made a very important double save, the first clean sheet that this club has had. Is there a save in your mind that, you know, you would pick out that you've made so far that really stands out, that you would be the most satisfied with?
Yeah, I was. I was really happy after the game. I just want to keep my team the clean sheet. Well, all the keepers want the clean sheet, isn't it? So we couldn't keep in 19 or 18 games. So for us, after the game, we were really satisfied for the game. Not for the win, but more for the clean sheet. So we're looking forward to get more clean sheets.
You're one of a few players at the club that's on a fairly short-term deal, whether it's loan or a short-term contract. The fact that you are playing regular games, does that almost make you want to stay here for a longer period so that you can keep playing and sort of enhancing that experience that you're getting?
Yeah, I really want to. I really want to. I spoke with Arsenal yesterday after the game, and I said to them, I'm not going to come back to Arsenal being first choice or whatever. I need to play. They said to me, you need experience to play for us. So I'm getting in, I'm playing every game, so I really want to stay here and extend my contract.
It seems like a mutual benefit for everybody, and that Arsenal can get you some football, you can get some football, and while you're doing well for Wednesday, this club's going to benefit as well, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I really love Sheffield Wednesday as well now. So I want this club to get out of the relegation zone. I know we can get out. I know we got a really good player, so we're working hard for it.
Was it a blessing in disguise last night? Maybe just to keep... there was such a positive feeling after the Watford game. And you were trailing against Wigan. You did have time to come back in that game. But to be able to sort of brush that aside, sort of strike from the record books now, you've got an opportunity at the weekend to get those back-to-back victories that you've been looking for. Wednesday, have not had that this year. You've got a chance to do it again against Bournemouth now, haven't you?
Yeah, we can. We can get out. Against Wigan, we didn't start so well. And at half-time, everyone was sad faces and said, we only 1-0 down. We can't change this around. Mm. Everyone had a positive mind in the dressing room, so basically on Saturday we were going for the 3 points.
What was the issue in that first half? Because it did seem like a very different performance compared to the weekend against Watford. Do you just give Wigan a bit of credit? I mean, was there any complacency at all? What would you put it down to?
Yeah, every game is different, isn't it? Every game they got different player. Sometimes you start really, really clever, sometimes you don't. The press are really high. They play very good football, so it was really difficult to us to be shape and concentrate at the back. But you saw the last 10-15 minutes of the game, which is crossing the ball from everywhere, and then we were really concentrated to win that game.
And getting the home form consistent is also important. You've had two big wins there against Reading and then against Leicester City most recently. But sort of getting that home form really rolling now, particularly as you go into this busy Christmas period, is going to be crucial, isn't it?
Yeah. We need to win on Saturday as well. We need to win every home game. We got the supporter, amazing supporter. We got our pitch, isn't it? So we really need to get 3 points at home. If we get a draw away, it's not really bad, but we need a 3 point at home.